Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu unserer neuen Folge von Perspektivenwechsel. Ich bin Katharina und ich freue mich, dass ihr wieder dabei seid. Heute blicke ich mit euch nach Uganda, wo unser österreichisches Gesellschafterhaus Horizont 3000 gemeinsam mit der Caritas Masaka Diocesan Development Organization ein Klimaschutzprojekt umgesetzt hat. In Masaka, einer ländlichen Region im Süden Ugandas, werden derzeit etwa 1600 energieeffiziente Herde bei interessierten Familien installiert. Und zu Besuch ist bei uns Josephine. Sie ist Projektkoordinatorin und ja, wird uns über die Situation vor Ort berichten.
Casa Josephine.
Hello, Josephine. Welcome to our podcast. Thank you for taking the time to answer my questions. How are you and your colleagues during this special time?
During this special time, me and my colleagues are all fine. The office was closed from 24th March till 15th June due to COVID-19 pandemic. Nowadays, we have a curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. Otherwise, work is almost normal.
I'm glad to hear that work is almost normal. Can you inform our listeners about the project? What kind of project is it? Who will benefit from it? And what is its aim?
Caritas Masaka Diocesan Development Organization is implementing the project called Efficient and Healthy Cooking in Masaka Diocese. This project aims to change traditional cooking stoves to energy efficient cook stoves to rural and suburban households in four districts of the diocese. These districts are Masaka, Bukoma Simbi, Chotela, and Rakai in southwestern Uganda. It is likely that the project activities will be extended to the neighboring districts in the later years. The project duration is initially 5 years, with the objective to expand the project as a sustainable business. We have started the project in mid-2020 with the construction of the first stoves. After 3 years, we plan to have 1,560 stoves installed, which will benefit approximately 9,000 people.
That's a lot of people who will benefit from the energy-saving cooking stoves. What else makes them special?
The energy-efficient cook stove is special in that smoke is reduced by use of the chimney. Wood consumption is reduced by 40%, thus reducing deforestation. The stove saves money. It is durable because it is made from bricks with a special fire chamber, and it is also user-friendly. This stove also contributes to the health, in particular of women and children, through smoke reduction during cooking. It cooks faster than the traditional stoves. Jobs are created for staff and stove constructors. Hygiene in the kitchen is also maintained.
And are there any challenges you face concerning the implementation due to the pandemic, or do you see opportunities that the situation around the pandemic creates?
The challenge faced during implementation is that more people would buy the stove, but due to economic challenges, they cannot pay for it. Actually, there is no opportunity created by the pandemic. Previously, we thought since agricultural production increased, the families had more money. But because the prices of their produce decreased, additional money was not available.
And do you think this is going to change? Like, when you envision the future status of the project, where do you see it 1 year ahead from now?
In my opinion, In 1 year ahead, more clients will be in position to buy the store because people are adapting to the pandemic and its economic implications.
Okay, that's it. Thank you very much for taking part in our podcast, Josephine.
I take this opportunity to extend our sincere gratitude to the donor DKA Austria and Klima Collect, as well as the supporting partners for this awesome innovation. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Josephine. I wish you all the best and hope to hear from you soon. Bye.